Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. 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 Crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowd, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We repping to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We repping for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We repping for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show on a Thursday. Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Crowder is going to be a little bit late. What is he doing again, Solana? Doing,
I think he said F1 stuff.
Oh, yeah, F1. Now he's a huge F1 fan because someone's paying him.
Yeah, I guess so.
Same thing happened with the Savannah Bananas.
Same thing has happened with everything. I can't wait. What do you always say? The tour de force will be LeBron James on the pivot at some 100%. Point. I know it. Yep. I know
it. And he's going to talk about what a great. And I'd love to go grab a beer with him. Canes play tomorrow night, so we are on the cusp of some exciting college football during the week, little primetime action, something that affects this show. And we're going to talk plenty of Canes today. Gino Toretta is going to join us. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us. Rob Pizzola is going to join us. He is going to have a pick for the Canes game, the Dolphins game, and the Panthers tonight. New Jersey Devils. Panthers, a little bit of a losing streak. They stink. I don't know how else to put it.
Two losses. That's it. They're done.
But Barry Jackson tweeted out today. I don't know if you saw this. Dolphins special teams coach said he doesn't know if Jason Sanders is close to returning or if he will kick this season for this team.
Well, good news for the Dolphins that they have found a suitable replacement, a more than suitable replacement in Riley Patterson.
Well, I don't know if you saw Andy Slater's tweet earlier today. Dolphins-Browns game in Cleveland could have 50 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts. The National Weather Service says this is certainly a system worth keeping an eye on as a stronger storm may materialize. Current forecast, 94% chance of rain, 65 degrees. If there's 50 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts, Riley Patterson might be able to hit a 50 plus yard field goal if the wind was behind him. The wind is not behind him. They will not have him kick field goals unless it's 15 yards or short.
Chip shots. That's it. Chip shots with the wind against him.
Omar Kelly had a funny tweet yesterday. Raise your hand if you're still going to the Dolphins game in Madrid. Like, I get it. Your team before the season starts and they've got all the different international series and you go, oh my God, Madrid, Dolphins in Madrid. I think I'm going to go to that game. That seems like fun. And then all of a sudden, like, do you cancel? Because obviously you're going to see Madrid anyway. You're going to get to see Spain. I'm guessing like the cornerstone of the trip is because the Dolphins are playing there. I mean, do you really want to be the person who travels to Spain during this Dolphin season?
To watch them play against a team that is probably going to house them in Spain.
Who are they playing in Spain?
The Commanders. Jaden Daniels and the Commanders.
Yeah.
I wouldn't cancel. I love the idea. You get to go eat some tortilla española, some tapas, a little jamón ibérico. You get to go to the Plaza Mayor, a day trip to Toledo, the coolest city I've ever been to. I would not cancel. I love Madrid.
Don't forget chorizo.
Of course you would remember chorizo. You love chorizo.
What about paella?
Yeah, for sure. You get a little paella out there, no doubt. Never been to Spain, huh? Never been to Spain? España? You would love it. You would love Barcelona. Oh, man. It's great.
We're going to go one day. I can't imagine going there specifically to see a Dolphins game this season.
You got to watch out, though, because they're like water gunning tourists.
They hate tourists.
You've seen that, right? Yeah.
They hate tourists. There's graffiti all over the place telling tourists to go home. Right now, Spain hates tourists.
Yeah. They'll love Dolphins fans.
Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dolphins game will be Sunday. Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta.
Let's go.
You know how I feel when you, it's like when you see Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel roll into your town, you know your town is about to get smacked by a hurricane. When you see Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta roll into town, you know you do not have a premier NFL football team.
You know your team has been spanked a couple times already.
Yeah. Let me do, before we get to headlines and then Gino, a fantasy football report. These are brought to you on WQAM by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. Jamie Eisenberg, our friend from CBSSports.com, he says, sit Tua in fantasy this week. He writes, Tua Tagovailoa looked great in week 5 against Carolina with 28.7 fantasy points, but he regressed in a major way in week 6 against the Chargers with just 8.6 points. Now, he has to face a brutal Browns defense and only 2 quarterbacks this season have scored more than 16.6 fantasy points against Cleveland. That was Lamar Jackson in week 2, Aaron Rodgers in week 6, including matchups with Joe Burrow, Jordan Love, and Jared Goff. Jamie Eisenberg writes, I'm nervous to start Tua in Superflex and 2 quarterback leagues in week 7, and this should be a rough game for him on the road.
We were talking about it yesterday, Hawk. Like, who's blocking Myles Garrett, who's questionable, by the way. I think that's worth noting.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
I don't know, like, exactly what the injury situation is for him. I have the injury report here, but he is listed as questionable for the Browns. But I feel like he's one of those guys that just doesn't practice much throughout the week, right? Like he's pretty well established in the NFL. Miles Garrett, elbow injury. He was limited in practice yesterday.
Interesting. Well, that would be a fortuitous turn of events for the Dolphins if he didn't play or if he was dinged up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at headlines. Brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Durrell Volkswagen or DurrellVolkswagen.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Good news for the Dolphins. Tyrell Dodson, they're basically their quarterback of the defense. He cleared concussion protocol, and he will be back Sunday versus Cleveland.
That is good news.
Yes.
I saw, I think it was Anthony Weaver saying today, I just saw the headline, something along the lines of Storm Duck will have to play his way back into a starting role when he's healthy, that it's, who is it, Rasul Douglas's to keep? Something like that. Did I? Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
I did not see that, no. I saw several people were posting video about Jonas Savainaya and how Butch Berry's talking about you know, his development and all the things that he needs to do better. And he was very, very, very emphatic throughout the entire press conference. But no, I didn't see anything about Storm Duck. I know he's trying to nurse his way back from that injury, but no, I didn't see that.
Interesting. May have lost his starting job due to injury.
That was your boy coming into the season, Hawk.
Him and Jack Jones. I was a little off on those guys. Although Jack Jones had one of the most memorable defensive plays of the season.
Might be the most important play of the Dolphins season if they end up continuing on this trajectory.
Yeah, you're right. No joke. That would be the difference maker in a winless season would be that punch out.
If you go, I don't think they will, but if you go 1-16, Jack Jones is literally responsible for the one play to keep you from going 0-17.
Yeah, Omar Kelly tweets out, Anthony Weaver, when asked if Storm Duck is going to regain his starting spot now that he is healthy, quote, I think that has to be earned. Rasul has done an incredible job. That has to be earned on the practice field.
What have you seen the reaction? Because yesterday I had to leave the show a little bit early to go to the red, white, and pink game. What's the reaction been now, a little under 24 hours since Tua made his apology nationally? Like, did you watch any of the shows this morning, First Take and all that stuff?
I honestly didn't. I didn't see any sports talk today. So I'm guessing it's going to be similar to what we heard from our texters and our chatters, which is, oh, it's forced and it was insincere. I think Crowder said it best, though, yesterday. Crowder said, and I think you may have been gone when he said this, if the locker room had a problem already with Tua, this will exacerbate it. What happened after the game on Sunday. If no one had a problem with him, if they love him, they know he's a stand-up guy, maybe misguided sometimes, but they know that he's not vindictive. He doesn't have a mean streak where he's trying, like he just made a mistake. If they think that of him, then this is already water under the bridge. And we'll find out as the season plays out.
Hey, by the way, I know you're not very thrilled to listen to who the broadcasters are this Sunday against the Browns, but I did see David Fiorinas tweet this out about an hour ago. Next week, Dolphins are in Atlanta to play the Falcons for week 8. Did you see who the broadcasters are for that game?
I did not.
So he writes, could this alter the fortunes of the team?
Oh, Jim Nantz?
No, Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan undefeated on the call. With Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan on the call. Well, I think now they've lost a game last year with Kevin Harlan because Tua was out. But 2023, undefeated with Kevin Harlan. I'm just worried if it's going to hit the same because we don't have Tyreek Hill out there. Because the whole thing with Kevin Harlan was, he's got Hill. And, you know, he's got Waddle. Doesn't necessarily sound or hit the same. But sign me up, by the way. Give me Kevin Harlan every day of the week.
Oh, anybody but Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta. No offense.
You want me to get Spiro on this week?
Actually, we've had Spiro on before. He was terrible. He bored me to tears. Mm-hmm. We've had Adam Archuleta on. You remember?
I don't think I was part of the show when you had Archuleta on.
He was excellent. Like, excellent, excellent.
Like he got the show. He got it.
He was just good. He had stories. I think he played against Crowder at times. I mean, not that they would have been on the field at the same time, but I don't know. I just remember him being a very, like a really good guest with stories. I was certain we were making him a friend of the program.
How'd that work out?
Well, like Corey Dickerson.
I wonder what Corey Dickerson's doing right now.
I wonder what Matt Mervis is doing right now.
Not playing baseball, promise you that. You watch any of the baseball games last night? I know the Panthers were on. Panthers ended up losing, but the Toronto Blue Jays stay alive. That means we'll get a happy Rob Pizzola today. They put 13 in Seattle on the scoreboard yesterday. So that series is now 2-1 Seattle. They'll play another game tonight, and then the Dodgers play tonight as well with a 2-0 series lead over the Milwaukee Brewers. And we got Thursday night football tonight, Hawk.
Yes.
Bengals, Steelers, 8:15 p.m.
This annoys me again because I want to watch the Panthers game.
Yeah.
And I can't really flip back and forth because the Thursday night football is on a streaming service. So then I have to leave the DirecTV stream to open up the Prime Video stream. And so you can't toggle back and forth. And I'm not one of those guys who's going to watch one game on my phone or a tablet. And I'm not one of these guys that has more than one TV set up on my wall. Get over yourselves. You're not running a sports book, Appel.
I think you got to go laptop next to you with Thursday Night Football and Florida Panthers on the big screen. I think that's what you got to do.
I don't do that. I don't
understand. I don't understand. You love watching TV with commercials in 2025. You love that.
Correct.
And you scroll on your phone throughout every broadcast or telecast that you watch.
I don't need another screen. I've already got one screen that's got 80% of my attention. 20% goes to the phone. I'm not opening up another screen.
So that's where you draw the line. One more screen. One
Correct.
More.
Okay. Correct.
Okay. So two screens is good. Three is where you draw the line.
That's it.
Canes, Louisville, Friday night, 7 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium. And looks like the Hurricanes are still going to be double-digit favorites once that game kicks off.
Yeah, they're like touchdown favorites, 13, 13 and a half.
Yeah.
Might get up to 14, I would guess.
It's going to be that way, right? I know we talked about it on Monday, but it's going to be that way for the rest, every game that they play, just massive.
I mean, everybody's unranked that they play, so I can't imagine being less than a double-digit favorite.
You get Syracuse, SMU, maybe. Maybe that one will be a little bit tighter. Stanford, I mean, they're going to be massive favorites against Stanford.
Pitt, maybe. Last game of the season, maybe? Pitt, at Pitt?
Virginia Tech.
I mean, they're not going to be dogs.
No. Pitt right now is 4-2 overall, and they're 2-1 in ACC play. Louisville, we know, is 4-1 overall. They were 4-0, but their wins just aren't like. I guess we could talk about it with Gino, but their wins are Bowling Green, James Madison, Eastern Kentucky, and they did beat Pitt. And they lost to Virginia in overtime.
All right,
Hawk, your weather in South Florida today, nice afternoon, a little cloudy, but in the low 80s. Tonight, the lows will drop into the low 70s. That's brought to you by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. I know I had to leave for headlines yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour to make it down to the Kaseya Center. Did Appel work in Malcolm Brogdon retiring by any chance?
I don't think so.
Okay. Somebody remind me to bring that up with Channing Crowder, because if you remember, Malcolm Brogdon was his boy when the Heat were playing the Celtics in back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals, and he talked about Malcolm Brogdon like he was the next Jerry West.
How was the red, white, and pink scrimmage?
It was cool. Not really, nobody played. Norman Powell played. We got to watch Keyshawn Johnson just do windmills, and I mean, it's an all-star game. Pella Larsson balled out. Bam didn't play. He's nursing that knee contusion. Tyler obviously didn't play. Tyler was in layup lines wearing jorts down to like his calves, which I enjoyed.
I love that
era. It was cool, man. It was cool. You still own a pair of jorts?
I don't. If I had any jorts from the days that I was wearing jorts, there's no chance I'd be able to close them.
The picture of you dressed as a leprechaun every year that you pull out for St. Patty's Day, you're wearing jorts. And, like, I have a vivid memory of you.
No, you don't have a vivid memory because I'm wearing a leprechaun outfit. You have a vivid memory of another promotion where I'm wearing jorts in front of a giant Star 95.5 boombox.
Oh, I got them crossed up, I guess. I thought I had a vivid memory of you wearing jorts.
You have actually an incorrect memory.
All right, well, that's all from me. Back to you, Hawk.
Gino Toretta is going to join us, the Heisman Trophy winner, in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
There is Gino Toretta on our stream, and Gino joins us on Thursdays. Gino, the Heisman Trophy winner, joins us Thursdays courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. In football and in life, it's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino will be on the call Saturday for Ole Miss and Georgia on Touchdown Radio. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hurricanes Gino have a Friday night game. They host Louisville tomorrow, Hard Rock Stadium. They're two touchdown favorites. What do they need to be worried about? Is every game, because they don't have a ranked opponent left on their schedule. So is every game moving forward for the Hurricanes that potential trap game or hurdle, because it is almost impossible to go undefeated?
Well, every game is a hurdle. I think that every game just makes the next one more important, every victory. I think that, you know, as we've learned with Penn State, the one loss went and turned into three, and the head coach was exited out the door with a $50 million check. So you have expectations of getting in the playoffs, getting in the conference championship game, and hopefully fighting for a national championship. So every one of these games is important. As far as the ranked, unranked, listen, I think that we're at a point in the season where some teams have not played a lot of strong opponents, or, you know, for whatever reason, I don't think the rankings are really correct right now. I mean, USC's only got one loss, they're at 20. Notre Dame's got two, they're at 12 or something like that. I mean, Indiana so far in Miami have probably had the toughest road to this point in the season, and they're both undefeated and they're 2-3. So, you know, I think Louisville is a quality team. They've given us problems before. Miller Moss, the quarterback, you know, he's a transfer from USC. He's shown at times he can be explosive. He's also shown at times he can make head scratching mistakes. And that's why, you know, USC made a switch last year and to Mayava and sent him on his way through the transfer portal to make him a bunch of money in Louisville. So I think they have players. And listen, Jeff Brohm was a teammate of mine in the 49ers, and he's a sharp coach. And I don't think you can take anybody lightly, because this is – it's kind of like when we were in school, Hawk. This was the other team's national championship.
Right.
When they're trying to knock us off. And you have to take that approach. You're going to get their best shot. And you know what? You just don't want it to land.
I want to talk Hurricanes, but you mentioned Penn State. Were you shocked that James Franklin was let go, or no?
I think that after reading some of the stuff that was going on, no. I think that, listen, they did everything they could for this season to be prepared to win a national championship or get back to that place. And they played very tight. They played very conservative, like they didn't have a loaded team, a very highly paid team. And after, during the UCLA game, I mean, the end of half, they're down by 20 points. And James Franklin's trying to manage the clock to go for three. I've never heard of a coach with three timeouts, experienced quarterback trying to go for three and not trying to score a touchdown the whole time. And then at the end of the game, not having his team prepared that the opponent was going to take a safety and let him take an extra 6 to 10 seconds off the clock. Like those kinds of things are just, to me, as egregious errors. But I think how he coached made the team even tighter. And the athletic director said, hey, basically we won a national championship and we're not getting it. And he hasn't been able to beat a top 10 team. He beat the teams he was supposed to beat and never beat the teams he wasn't. And that's okay in a lot of places, but it's not in some place that's paying like Penn State and wants a national championship.
Hey, Gino, getting back to UM for a second, do you still need to see more from Carson Beck? Because he had the USF game where he threw for 300-plus yards. And I know against Florida, I remember you saying, you know, you kind of wanted him basically sling the ball a little bit more, have a little bit more confidence. The bounce back against FSU was great, threw it 27 times. But do you still need to see another big game? Because I know Louisville's pass rush is really, you know, what their defense is centered around. Does he have to come out and show you a little bit more so that you have a ton of confidence in him to lead this team in a playoff game?
I'm not worried about the big stat game. I'm worried about more of the consistency. I want to see consistency. And I thought Notre Dame, I thought he played well, and I thought the whole team got a little conservative. Maybe that was from Mario. Hey, we're just, you know what, we got this. Let's play conservative. I thought at Florida, he did not look as comfortable throwing the ball, wasn't as accurate throwing the ball as he was in the Notre Dame game. I just want to see more consistent. He's had some great games, which are great, but I want to see it, you know, consistently. I don't need to see 500 yards and 5 touchdowns. I just want to, you know, methodical, hey, get me in the right play and move down the field. And I think that he's done that for the most part. And, you know, listen, they got through the toughest part of their season, you know, so far, and they're undefeated. They're right where they, you know, where they dreamed of being in the summer. Hey, we want to be undefeated and right here. I normally tend to not like Friday games, but they've had plenty of time off, so they should be well prepared for the game. And just makes for crappy traffic down here in Miami, getting out of town down to the Hard Rock.
But if you do want to compete for a Heisman Trophy, you have to have 500-yard, 5-touchdown games, no?
I never threw for 500. I got a trophy, but
you probably didn't throw for that little. You probably didn't throw for that little. You probably threw for 600 plus every game.
I would say this: you have to have a game where, or probably more than one, where the game is on you. And what I mean by that is, the opponent said, "We're shutting down the run. Throw it on us. And if you can beat us throwing it, fine." That's what you got to have. And you got to have, you know, where they're getting to your pressure. And I will say, you know, if you're talking about the Heisman, you look at their schedule, not having a ranked opponent the rest of the schedule is going to hurt, because you don't have that team at the end of the year. You don't have that Florida State game, you know, in late October. You don't have, you know, a November game. You don't have, you know, those kind of games at the end that are a feather in your cap in the conference play. So, you know, but I think that he just keeps doing what he's doing. I wouldn't worry about the trophy. That stuff takes care of itself at the end, as long as your team keeps taking care of business.
Now, let's see how much you know about your own career. Thanks to AI, I have some of your highlights. Do you know your single game passing yards record and who it was against?
485 San Diego State.
485 San Diego State. You nailed it. Do you know what your longest pass completion was?
99, my first start in 91 against Arkansas. 99 yards.
Who was it to?
Those are easy ones. Oh, Horace Copeland. Those are easy ones.
You know how many career yards you had at UM?
No. Between 7 and 8,000. Less than 8, more than 7.
It's funny. On AI, it says 7,690. It says some sources cite his total passing yards as 8,225. So I don't know which one. I'll have to ask John Root.
I would say this. I think my freshman year, I think I threw my redshirt freshman year 1,300 and I threw for basically 3-3. So now it'd be like 70, 7,600, something like that. But I like when we played, the bowl game wasn't counted in stats. Like Ron Dane, who basically scored more touchdowns than anybody ever and had more yards rushing than anybody ever, if you count his bowl games, like some people say, well, those shouldn't count, which to me it's like, okay, well, if our bowl game records don't count, how are you going to count a 15-game schedule stats versus mine? I think the difference, I would say this, one of the things I'm probably most proud, I think my junior year, I think I was averaging like 18 yards of completion, which is far greater than anybody now, that all the short passes, and I think I averaged like 285, 288, something like that. I averaged close to 300 a game. And
why could you average 18 yards a pass? Because your receivers were so good, you never had to check down, you never looked to check down.
We went deep. If I saw it, I was throwing, you know, like I told you, throw that bleeper up. I'm going to go get that. that's the attitude we had. And I think that when I played, it was, you know, lack of a running game. And the opposing defenses were like, we're going to try to hit Treader with the blitz. Okay, bring it on. I know I was going to take shots, but you want to put me in blitz, that means it's just Kevin Williams, Lamar Thomas, Horace Copeland, and those guys in one-on-one coverage. I'll take my chances. And, you know, I mean, heck, I try to tell these kids at Gulliver, Wesley Carroll is you know, the receivers coach, and help his son's there. And I threw Wesley a ball my redshirt freshman year. I was under center. We used to have basically a play. If you didn't guard the first slot receiver, all I did was tap my hip, and I was going to take the snap, stand up, and throw him the ball. I mean, it's a simple game, really. It's just, just don't make it hard. I literally stood up, threw the ball sideways. It went maybe a yard and a half down the field. Wesley Carroll went 88 yards for the touchdown. And that went that
Wesley
went,
Carroll that, has that kind of speed.
Wesley Carroll. And I tell people, I go, I threw the ball less than 2 yards. And you know what it says in the stat sheet? 1-for-1, 88 touchdown. And that's what I'm talking about. It's just get the ball out of your hand, get the ball into receiver's hands. You know, the same thing with Beck is doing now with Tony and these guys. I mean, they got some weapons, and it's fun to watch. But a lot of it was, we didn't throw a lot of short. If somebody's going to challenge us, we were going by them, and that's.
But I feel like it's more conservative nowadays.
There's no question.
Yeah.
The game has changed. You know, the game has changed, and it's kind of frustrating. But Georgia, so nobody goes under center, right? Everybody sits in shotgun. Everybody plays this kind of 7-on-7 game, which that's great to an extent, but it's also not great because you lose a lot of things that you can be successful at in a game. And that means quick drop back, throw a 6-yard hitch, let that receiver move the ball down. So when you go to shotgun, what does it turn into? It turns into that annoying wide receiver screen behind the line of scrimmage, and you hope one guy makes a block, and you hope the guy falls forward for a few yards. But like Georgia did something last week, hadn't seen in a while. And the only reason they could do it is they went under center. They got in the goal line. It was the old, you know, I formation, wing set. The quarterback reverses out, shows ball, and the backside defensive end, he can't see, and he's not used to seeing. He's got contained. He crashes down thinking, oh, I'm going to light up the running back. Quarterback pulls that ball, runs around, 10-yard touchdown, game over, Georgia wins. And the only reason they could make that fake is they got under center. And that's the kind of stuff where I get the shotgun and I like
it. So why not?
Why not get under center?
Yeah. Why don't you see more teams doing that?
Because it's we're in high school. I don't think we could do a center quarterback exchange. I don't know if our guy got under center, if our center would be ready for to snap the ball.
You don't do it at all.
No, it's a different snap. I mean, think about it. All they're doing is throwing the ball back in a under center. The guy is snapping the ball to his rear end, and he's got to hit your hands in between. But you should be doing.
What am I saying? It's a lost art form.
Yeah. And they're not forced to do it. Like I see, you know, simple things. To me, football's numbers. There's 11 players on defense. They can only line up in so many ways. Okay, when they explode these formations and motions, and there's no backs in the backfield, there's five offensive linemen, right, all the time. There's four D linemen. Now, when the defense moves out of that box and there's, let's say there's one linebacker. Well, that's 5-on-5. I like my chances. I'm a runner at quarterback. I'm the sixth guy, right? So I'm like, I tell the kids, I'm like, if you see that, just go under center. You'll fire, and run quarterback wedge. I mean, you're going to get 5 yards just falling forward. Like, stuff like that, to me, should be second nature. But it's the same thing with, you know, why I don't agree with coaches being allowed to call timeouts for teams on the sideline. Like, it make, you know, to me, it's like I had to know when the 25-second clock was going to go up. I had to know when there was going to be a delay game. And I either had to make a calculated choice, timeout or not timeout. And Georgia last week against Auburn, their coach calls timeout. The officials stop the game, and then he tells the timeout, tells the officials, oh, no, I was saying they were clapping. I didn't want the timeout. And it's just like, okay, we'll take that out of the coach's hands. But there are just some things I think are very simple in the game that aren't done anymore.
Gino, I don't know if you heard Tom Brady. He's talked about this a lot, where he says young quarterbacks coming into the league aren't developed properly. And it sounds like you're saying, like, you're speaking truth to that, but it's not just in the college level. It's before that as well, because he said they're coddled and it's like all dumbed down for them so that they make no mistakes and that, you know, they're just doing one thing well and they're not prepared when they get to that next level. And he went deeper into the fact that young quarterbacks in the NFL aren't in defensive meetings as well. Like, he kind of expanded on it.
Well, they're not taught. You have to be taught, okay? It's like, to me, it's like, okay, there's 11 guys on defense. There's only so many ways they're going to line up. If they're going to blitz here, then there's weaknesses here. If they're going to play this coverage, this is where I want to run the ball. All it is, you know, like in geometry back in the day, the if this, then what hypothesis, that to me is what a quarterback should be doing. If we call this play and they run this defense again, then what do I do? And you have to have an answer for that. And if you're not taught that from college, and they're not, because you get to the pros and in college, if you're, hey, you know what? I know that guy's not blocked, but I'm going to take my chances. Well, you take your chances in the NFL and you're going to get concussed and you're going to be knocked out of the game. And that's the difference. But some college coaches will take their chances and say, no, we'll be all right. And I'm like, I don't know. To me, I was taught, no, we're not going to be all right. We're protecting quarterback first, and then we'll let out, you know, two or three guys. You know, but everybody wants to release five receivers every set, and they don't want to protect the quarterback, and they'll take their chances and say, okay, well, we got Lamar Jackson. He can run around, and or you know, the kid in Buffalo, he can run around and stay upright for 10 seconds. And it's just like, I wouldn't teach the game like that. You know, it's great to have that ability and to extend plays, but I would teach it as, okay, if the defense lines up like this and it's 3rd and 6, what are our top 5 plays? Call one of them. And every single play and every single matriculation in your mind. Like, the same thing where the quarterback should call timeouts on the field, not the head coach on the sideline. You know, it should come in. But I have been told by coaches in college that have been head coaches at Power 5 programs that I make too much money to allow an 18, 19-year-old kid to get me in the right play. And to me, that is a total cop-out. It's like when, you know, the Florida school system was doing the bonuses for the whatever, the standardized testing score things. It would be like the teacher, as you're taking the test, just here are the answers.
It's so that's, so that's how I graduated high school, Gino. I mean, come on. That's what got me through
a
great
pause. I think what happens is, big win against Western Kentucky now.
You're
the anomaly, though, Gino, when it comes to young quarterbacks being able to recognize all that stuff. Like, so you're doing it through your prism, and I don't think a lot of quarterbacks could do that. And certainly, I think if a high school quarterback.
I think they can. It's not hard to count to 11. Everybody can. I mean, they're not going out there and being like, oh my God, this is a science experiment, and they got to split an atom. Like in the middle of the play, it's simple counting.
I think,
okay, here's our formation. How are they going to line up?
I think if you had a high school quarterback go from shotgun to run up underneath center and then yell fire, 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 they would have the same reaction. The other 10 would have the same reaction as if they were asked to go split an atom.
No, no, no. I got him to throw uncovered. I seriously go, just slap your hip. I go, do whatever. Woo, yell it. Like, I go, I don't care. Just make sure you two are on the same page. But if the defense isn't going to cover you, just throw the ball to you. And I'm like, it's as simple as that. Just take what they're going to give you. So I think they can all be taught. They're smart enough to do that. But you have to expect that out of the player too. You have to expect that, hey, okay, why did you keep this play on? Why did you run this play? Like Dennis Erickson was like, you can change the play whenever you want. Just make sure it works. I was like, all right, I'm good. So
fair enough.
So that's kind of how it worked. And Lamar said, you ain't going to win the Heisman handing it off, so we're going to throw it over.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. He can be heard with us every Thursday, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing. The union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Thank you, Gino. We'll talk to you next week.
Always.
There you go. Gino Toretta.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.